Is a democracy strong when a secret police is murdering American citizens in the street in cold blood? Is a democracy strong when lawmakers are being indicted, journalists are being arrested, comedians are being pulled off the air? Is a democracy strong when judges are being threatened, their rulings ignored, their families are being mentioned? Because the truth is that the state of our union is not strong. It is weak. It is stressed. It is being stress tested right now by a man who declares himself a dictator, who has always believed that laws are for other people. For other people. A man who not just frustrates us, he angers us. And here's the thing, though. The fact that you are angry is a good thing. The fact that you are alarmed at the state of our democracy is a good thing. The fact that you are here watching, organizing, showing up, making noise is a good thing. Because apathy is what authoritarians rely on. Our silence is what they feed off of. They want you to look around at all the chaos and say, it's just too much. They want you to think nothing I do matters. They want you to believe that voting is pointless. It won't make a difference. But democracy is not a spectator sport. It's a participation one. Democracy is not something you have. It's something you do. It's something you build and rebuild again and again, time after time, generation after generation, tyrant after tyrant. You rebuild it. This country has faced dark times before. Slavery, segregation, McCarthyism, all of those things were defeated. Not because America is immune to fascism or autocracy, it isn't, but because ordinary people, citizens, decided that they would not accept those things as natural or normal in this country. So tonight, when Trump gives his State of the Union, I want you to remember, his speech, God help us all, is not what matters. What matters is what happens after his speech. What matters is what we do next. Remember, fascism is not destiny. It is a choice. It can be fought. It can be rejected. But only if we reject it together. And you know what gives me hope tonight? What gives me hope is that there are more of us than there are of them. There are more of us than there are of them. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, America has been saved before, not by presidents, not by billionaires, not by kings, but by citizens. It will be saved again the exact same way. By you, by me, by we the people. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.